This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For your beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor, or cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Also, Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news, but a quick reminder. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., you'll want to put your clocks ahead 1 hour. It's spring, and we are springing ahead 1 hour, so you will lose 1 hour's sleep. Sure Health has announced that its ambulance service is now a fully certified advanced life support unit. This upgrade means that Sure EMS is staffed with paramedics providing 24/7 coverage, ensuring advanced care is available at all times. The transition from a basic life support unit to ALS began more than a year ago and was finalized after a successful state inspection on February 26. Achieving ALS certification requires paramedics to be on duty at all times, enabling the EMS team to deliver advanced medications, resources, and skills, bringing the capabilities of the emergency department directly to those in need, especially in critical situations such as strokes and cardiac events. State regulations require rigorous inspections and the implementation of multiple systems to guarantee high-quality paramedic care. Matthew Keene, manager of Sure EMS, credited his dedicated team and the leadership at Sure Health for accomplishing this upgrade efficiently. Sure EMS operates 3 ambulances and responds to more than 1,600 calls annually. Its services include the city of Caseville, Village Pigeon, all of Caseville, Chandler, McKinley, and Windsor Townships, as well as parts of Brookfield and Fairhaven Townships. Dr. Ross Ramsey, president and CEO of Sure Health, expressed pride in the upgrade, stating, "This is a prime example of our dedication to providing better health and better life to our local Thumb community. By enhancing our EMS service to a paramedic unit, we can offer more life-saving measures sooner, leading to better outcomes." And Huron County jury is considering drug delivery charges against a Bad Axe resident, Michael Metz. Prosecutors say Metz sold methamphetamine during 2 controlled buys set up by the police in May of 2025. Investigators say a confidential informant arranged the meetings and later turned over drugs that were confirmed by a state crime lab to be methamphetamine, cocaine, and lorazepam. Police officers testified they conducted searches of the informant before and after the buys, but admitted they could not directly identify Metz during the exchanges due to distance and nighttime conditions. Defense attorneys argue the case relies almost entirely on the informant's testimony and point to the lack of video recordings recovered by money or digital communications linking Metz to the alleged sales. During the trial, the judge dismissed 2 charges related to using a computer to commit a crime, ruling there wasn't enough evidence to support them. The jury weighed the testimony and evidence came back after 2 hours, saying they were deadlocked. Eventually, after a couple more hours, they did come back with a verdict of not guilty. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's renewing a consumer alert during National Consumer Protection Week, warning residents that scammers are increasingly using artificial intelligence to create convincing fraud schemes. DLArt highlights the growing use of deepfake audio and video, which criminals can use to mimic a person's voice or likeness. In some cases, scammers gather audio clips from social media to clone a voice and call family members while posing as a loved one in trouble, often demanding money urgently. Nessel urged consumers to stay cautious, noting that scammers frequently rely on pressure tactics and requests for hard-to-trace payments such as cryptocurrencies, gift cards, or wire transfers. Officials recommend several precautions, including creating a family code word to verify identity during suspicious calls, avoiding reliance on caller ID, and confirming emergencies by contacting relatives directly through known phone numbers. Anyone who believes they've been targeted by a scam is encouraged by the AG office to contact local law enforcement, report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission, and immediately notify their bank or payment provider if money was sent. Michigan residents can also file complaints with the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery and Bad Axe. Let's talk donuts, because around here, they're kind of a big deal. Every morning, while you're in bed sleeping, or maybe just starting your day, we're frying up fresh batches of Long John's, Glazed Twist, Jelly Filled, Cinnamon Sugar, Maple Frosted, you name it. If you're lucky, you might even catch a Tiger Tail. And if you've never had a Murphy's Donut still warm from the kitchen, well, you're missing out. We make donuts fresh every single day, the way they should be, with real ingredients and without using any high fructose corn syrup. When you come in, we've got hot coffee ready too. So whether you're heading to work, dropping the kids off at school, or starting your day with something sweet, Murphy's Bakery is ready to serve you. And lunchtime, we have subs and pop for a quick bite on the go. And you can take Murphy's home with you too, with our freshly baked breads, cakes, and you can order a fully customized catering spread for your events, big or small. 110 West Huron, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And we do have one obituary this morning. Mrs. Doris Glaza, age 102, formerly of Ubley, passed away February the 19th in East Lansing, Michigan. She was born July 22nd, 1923. In 1941, she went on to marry John Glaza. Doris is survived by her son Gerald, her daughters Joan, Janet, and Diana, her 9 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. And per Doris's wishes, a cremation has taken place, and a memorial mass of celebration for Doris will be at a later date. Burial will take place at St. John's Cemetery in Ubley, Michigan. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Palmer, Bush, and Jensen Funeral Home of Lansing, Michigan. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor for a look at more news.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we have more news. Pentagon officials stated today that Operation Epic Fury has resulted in the destruction of approximately 30 Iranian vessels. The strikes targeted a large warship and various ballistic missile launchers buried deep within Iranian territory. The U.S. military reports that B-2 bombers were utilized to strike nearly 200 targets. Despite the heavy damage reported by CENTCOM, Iranian officials have denied claims that their leadership is seeking an immediate deal to end the conflict. And the Israeli military confirmed a fresh series of strikes targeting Hezbollah infrastructure in Daha area of southern Beirut. The IDF stated that the operations are aimed at neutralizing command centers and weapons caches. Smoke plumes were visible across the city as bombardment continued throughout the morning. Residents have been warned to evacuate, but the dense population of the area has made safe relocation difficult. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Also, Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.